It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
Happy anniversary.
I've never played this song. I just pulled up something. It would say happy anniversary in it. That's good. All righty. This is my anniversary show. Actually, yesterday was the anniversary, January 5th. But I started the show on January 5th, 1999. And so today would mark 16 years of Sports Central in some different versions we've had. This is version number three. We had the first version at the previous institution for 10 and a half years. I'm very proud to say that was the longest running daily sports talk show in this region's history. And then they decided they didn't want anything to do with sports or really caring about local programming at all, to be perfectly honest with you. And they kicked me to the can, and I'm like, okay, well, that's probably the end of the radio career. Version 2.0, thrilled that Matt Leitner, Bob Taylor, took a chance and brought me back four and a half years ago or so. And then that show lasted about 2.5 years. Then I was off for a few months. We were trying to get some things going behind the scenes. Andy Kreiser brought me back here. And so we've been on probably more than a year, I guess, now on this. Yeah, a little bit more than a year on this version of the show. But I always love coming in here, chatting with everybody, discussing the news. Oh, I got some good ones today, man. I am so pissed as a Steelers fan. I am so done with Mike Tomlin. See, I want to get mad about all that. I want to get mad and start yelling. I am done with Mike Tomlin. But I also want to be in a good mood. It's the anniversary show. I'm going to play this little nonsense again here.
Happy anniversary.
See, that just gets me in a good mood. No matter how pissed I am at Mike Tomlin, how done I am with him as a Pittsburgh Steelers head coach, how much I just wish they would get their ass destroyed Saturday night by the Ravens, and then Tomlin have an epiphany and say, you know what, I think it's probably best if everybody kind of moves on. The Steelers could trade him somewhere. He could become a head coach somewhere else, because it is true that as soon as Mike Tomlin becomes available, he will be hired within a few minutes by somebody else. Well, fine. If that's your standard, that you just want to hire the guy who can make you a pretty good team, can't get over the hump, can't win a playoff game, collapse in November and December, Mike Tomlin is your man. Oh, but Geiger, 18 consecutive seasons without a losing season. That's great, isn't it? Well, fine. That's great. He's going to the Hall of Fame. Doesn't mean I can't be pissed at him. Because we saw it again. Steelers struggle again in December. Lost four in a row. How's this for a stat? Robin Bedford texted me yesterday. I had not seen this. This is one of those wow kind of stats that the Steelers are one of only three teams in NFL history to head into the playoffs on a four-game losing streak. And they're the first team to do it since 1999. And I thought, well, Steelers collapsed 4 years ago, you know, and they started off 11-0, right? Did they not go in with a four-game lead? Nope, they won, like, with a week or two left in the regular season. The Eagles collapsed last year. That was a dreadful collapse of the Eagles. But they won, like, their second to third last game. So One of only three teams in NFL history to head into the playoffs on a four-game losing streak. 946-0435. That's the number if you want to join me to discuss anything that is on your mind. Particularly if you're a Steelers fan or Steelers follower. Maybe you're a fan of somebody else, but you follow the Steelers closely. Would you be okay if the Tomlin era is over? Would it be best for everybody to just move on? But Geiger, 18 consecutive non-losing seasons, they're in the playoffs. What the hell else do you want? Well, how about some playoff victories? How about some competence in November, December when the season's on the line? He's got three playoff wins in the last 14 years. Two of them were in one season. All right? Like Tomlin won a Super Bowl, yeah, with a Hall of Fame quarterback that he inherited. And then wasted the end of that guy's career. So I don't have this, and this is especially frustrating to me. Because I was so bought in 5-6 weeks ago. Talked about it a lot on our Black and Gold Breakdown show. Boy, the Steelers could beat anybody in the NFL on a given day. That makes you a potential Super Bowl threat, right? Oh, my God, no. Oh, my God. What an idiot. What an idiot. Mike Tomlin has made us look like idiots. If you wanted to have faith and buy in, now you look like an idiot. I don't like people making me look like an idiot. I don't like that. I don't like buying into a team and then that team collapsing. I don't like that. I don't like looking stupid with my opinions and predictions. It's just very, very frustrating being a Steelers fan right now. Our phone lines are open, 946-0435. 946-0435. You can agree, disagree. Maybe you say Mike Tomlin is still good for the Steelers. That's fine. If that's what you think, okay. You have to sell me on it. Because to me, the way things have unfolded, just extremely, extremely disappointing. Again, this is my anniversary show. I'm going to share some tidbits and memories of looking back over time. So what happened was, Rob Egan, we're going down memory lane here. Rob Egan, former Curve broadcaster, he was a broadcaster from 99 to 2004. Then in 2005, he left, took a job at the diocese, and then started a daily radio show. And he called it Front and Center. And I was a frequent guest on Front and Center, talking Curve, talking Penn State football. Always enjoyed the way Rob did that show. And he did that show for about 3 years, 3.5 years. And then in 2008, Chuck Greenberg, who had bought the Curve from Bob Lozenak in 2001, Chuck Greenberg sold the Curve back to Bob Lozenak. And so Chuck Greenberg left. Todd Parnell, the general manager, left after the 2008 season. And they decided to hire Rob Egan as the general manager, starting with the 2009 season. And as soon as Rob told me this late in 2008, I was happy for Rob. Believe me, don't get me wrong, I was happy for Rob. But the wheels started turning of like, hey, maybe I can host that show. Because I'd done a lot of radio with him at that time. And I went in, saw Dave Davies, said, hey, Rob's leaving. What would you think if I took over? And Dave Davies, longtime radio guy in and around the region, said, hey, I think that'd be a good idea. Let's see if we can do it. And sure enough, it all worked out. So on January 5th, 2009, the first show of Sports Central with Corey Geiger aired in Altoona and State College on ESPN Radio. And that was a blast. I have Dave Davies to thank for giving me my start in radio. And that show was a lot of fun. I'll share some memories about that as well. We do have some people trying to call in 946-0435. But that first show that lasted 10 and a half years, I was on in State College. Obviously, we had to go through the scandal in 2011, 2012, and that was an absolute nightmare. I would never want to go through that ever, ever, ever again. Not to say that it was just me. Terrible, terrible things happen. Being on the air every day in State College as an ESPN affiliate was awful. But that experience, if we could go back in time and just avoid that for everybody, that would be sensational. But short of that, other than that, every day coming in here for the last 16 years has been tremendous. And hey, it's tremendous to hear from our number one caller, Nebraska man. Back up, doing well. Nebraska man, what's happening, my man?
Hey, Corey, just want to wish you a happy anniversary. And may you have many, many, many more. Keep up the good job. You taught me a lot.
Thank you, my brother. What's going on with you today, pal? You doing good?
I'm trying to contemplate here about this Tom, you know, the Steelers' rich tradition. You know, the Rooneys, they don't fire football coaches, you know. Boom, boom, boom. You know, they came for a pretty, pretty long time. Now, this if they lose to Baltimore, do you think that Tomlin will want out of Pittsburgh, or do you think that the Rooneys will have a meeting with him and then tell him that they're going to get rid of him?
They will not do that. They will not fire Mike Tomlin. I do not think they would force out Mike Tomlin if he wants to stay. Now, so that's part one. If they have legitimate, in-depth discussions of what do you want, what do we want, do we see eye to eye on everything, are there some things we don't see eye to eye on, what is the best path forward for everyone? There's no way the Steelers would fire Mike Tomlin after his 18th consecutive non-losing season, after making the playoffs. Yes, it'll be five losses in a row, but the Rooneys are not going to fire him. But if they all sit down in a room, and I'm talking about for hours, this cannot be. It cannot be a five-minute discussion. Mike, do you want to come back? Yeah, okay, you're back. That can't happen. That cannot be the scenario. There needs to be an in-depth discussion from both sides, probing questions. Mike Tomlin to the Rooneys. What do you think about this, 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 this? The Rooneys to Mike Tomlin. You've got to do better at this, 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 this. Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator, who, quite frankly, you know, has struggled this year to the end of the year. He's being considered for the Jets head coaching job now. So Arthur Smith could be leaving, you know, that Mike Tomlin could be hiring another offensive coordinator. So the point is that no matter what happens, they have to sit down in a room. They've got to go over a lot of different things and see if it's best for both of them. Mike Tomlin might have some concerns for the Rooneys. The Rooneys definitely, if they're leaders and owners with integrity and want to see the standard become the standard again, they need to force Mike Tomlin to say, look, we've got to see improvement and development in these areas, including wins in the playoffs. Okay? They've got to do that. It can't be a five-minute discussion. It's got to be a come-to-Jesus meeting where both sides lay it all on the line. Short of that, the Rooneys will have failed. If the Rooneys just say, if Mike wants to come back, he can come back. Carte blanche, no matter what, then they're failures. Okay? And I don't care about 50, 60 years of Rooney family tradition and all. If they don't give a damn about getting the job done in the playoffs, then they are failing Pittsburgh Steelers fans everywhere. If they're just going to give Mike Tomlin a lifetime pass of being decent in the regular season and losing in the playoffs all the time, if that's all the Rooneys want to do, then they should sell the damn team. Because Steelers fans deserve better than that. Okay? That's where this is, when I talk about a come to Jesus moment, this has to be, look, Mike, we appreciate everything. Eight, you got to get the job done in January. January is what the Pittsburgh Steelers are built on. Okay? Not September and October. Okay? So if they can do all of that and then still come to an agreement that Mike Tomlin wants to be there, then Mike Tomlin should stay. And they figure some things out. If they can't agree on all of those things, you can work out trades. There are scenarios where the Steelers, again, they're not going to fire Mike Tomlin, but they could work a deal out. There'd be some taker out there that would want to trade for Mike Tomlin to be the head coach. So, anyway, I know that's a really long answer, but the number one thing, Nebraska man, they cannot just say, if Mike wants to come back, he can come back. That there has to be a whole lot more to it than that.
If it would come down to that, Corey, my final question, if it would come down to that, who do you think would make I wouldn't say a perfect fit, but would you have, do you have anybody in mind who you think that could go in there and maybe bring this team back to what it was before?
I'm going to cop out on that. I'm going to kick that can down the road because I don't think it's very likely at all. So I have not spent a lot of time combing through defensive coordinators or offensive coordinators because that's who it would be. It would be some young whippersnapper, you know, like a Joe Brady kind of guy. I'd love to see Joe Brady, you know, get a shot. But Mike Tomlin was an unknown. Mike Tomlin was a complete unknown for the most part when he got the job. So I have not gone through the list of 300 unknown NFL coaches and personnel that might be able to do a good. If it got to the point where we thought, okay, maybe this come to Jesus meeting could lead Mike Tomlin to leaving, then I would probably try to probe four or five different people that I would like. But at this point, I think that's probably far-fetched.
Hey, Corey, again, congratulations, and keep up the good job. You have a long ride, buddy. Talk
Thanks, buddy.
Later.
Appreciate it, Nebraska man. Good to hear from you. 946-0435. We'll go to Steve. What's up, Steve? How you doing, pal?
Hey, brother. How was your holiday?
Great, buddy. Good to hear from you, man. How's your new year going?
Hey, pretty good, man. I'm going to answer Nebraska man's question. You could bring in the best offensive coordinator prospect. If you don't have a quarterback, you're not going to win in the NFL. We've seen the 2000 Ravens did it, but they had a 2,000-yard rusher. They had one of the best all-time left tackles. They had one of the top three defenses of all time.
They had a defense that just killed people.
Right. I mean, then you got the Chicago Bears. Jim McMahon wasn't a great quarterback. He was serviceable. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be ignorant with Nebraska man. Unless we get a quarterback, and like a Joe Burrows, or I like the guy from Washington, but we don't know how good he's going to be good next year. Because look at the guy from the Texans; he was great as the first year.
Yeah,
defenses. Coordinators figure you out. But
yep.
The thing is, I mean, it's the same thing. Steelers' offensive line stinks. They got a baby as a wide receiver. I think the defense is overrated in aging out because what's going to happen when TJ – what I think will get rid of Tomlin, I think he'll decide to leave on his own next year or two. If they completely collapse where they go like – 2-15, or 3, and you know what I'm saying, they only have 2, 3, 4 win season. That, you know, then you don't know if a coach would want that job. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. If you don't have a quarterback, you really don't have much of it. So, again, what you're saying is very, very clear, is that, yes, it's the Steelers, it's a glamour job and all that, but if you don't have a lock on your quarterback situation, then how appealing truly is your job?
And what I'm saying is I like Arthur Smith. He runs kind of like an ancient type of offense. He's a lot better than Canada. But the thing is, what kept him going is his running back, which the Ravens had now. They had A.J. Brown, and they had an awesome offensive line and a really good defense. But even with that defense and offensive line and a good receiver, and they had a servo and Tannehill and stuff like that, you know, where you could win. And they pounded the Ravens in the playoffs one time. But the thing is, unless you get a quarterback, a Ben Roethlisberger, a Joe Burrows, Patrick Mahomes, a Tom Brady, Eli Manning or Peyton Manning, or you know what I'm saying, or Joe Montana, or even a Terry Bradshaw for in a days, you ain't going to win. I'm sorry. It's a quarterback-driven league.
You know, and you brought up something. I just got a text message here. Did Pickens drop some of those passes on purpose? It's funny because I don't think so, but you called him a baby earlier. And that is true. George Pickens, this has been a continuance under Tomlin. And this is a big, big gripe of mine from his leadership standpoint. Now, look, a lot of wide receivers around the league are babies. They think they're open all the time and they want the ball all the time. But George Pickens, this has been something Antonio Brown, Santonio Holmes, Le'Veon Bell, there have been players and knuckleheads and wackos that have played for Mike Tomlin. And he kind of just seems to allow it. You know what I'm saying? And so when it happens 3, 4, 5, 6 times to different players over the course of 12, 15 years, you have to look at the coach and what kind of culture that he is allowing to fester within his organization. You see what I'm getting at? George Pickens is a big crybaby. And I'm getting asked if he's dropping passes on purpose. So, and look, while I don't think so, my goodness, how bad is the situation that people could even conceive of that notion?
I can conceive it with them. With them, here's the thing. I listen to 93.7 The Fan, Joe Starkey and Bob, and then one before that. And there's people saying, well, why don't we trade him and go get another wide receiver? If you're T. Higgins, and you have an offer from like Jacksonville, or you haven't, because I still like that quarterback from Jacksonville. I just don't, you know, I mean, I still think he has potential. I mean, or you can go play for maybe a little bit less money for Patrick Mahomes, because I think if Mahomes gets another, I mean, he has good receivers, but I think T. Higgins would really thrive under him. You know, I could see Andy Reid trying to get him for a couple of years. But the thing is, if you're a wide receiver, you're not going to come to Pittsburgh with Arthur Smith's type offense. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do. And again, especially if you don't have the quarterback. So it's a double-edged sword. If you're somebody you feel like you don't have a quarterback there, it's going to hurt you. If you're an offensive coordinator and you feel like you don't have a quarterback or necessarily a mature wide receiver, who's going to want that kind of – what I'm saying is these Steelers jobs we're talking about, they may not be as appealing of jobs as you would think within the Pittsburgh Steelers organization.
Well, and I hear from the fans listening to the radio, you know, the Pittsburgh radio on the internet – they're stuck in a stone age. I don't want to hear that a West Coast offense can't thrive in cold weather. Tom Brady, I seen him pass for 350 yards.
Ben did it. Ben's the only quarterback in NFL history with like 500-yard passing games.
Right. The thing is, you can pass in a cold weather, snowy, cold weather. You got to have a time running game. And nowadays, most teams pass to run. You see, before you used to run the pass, and I think the Steelers are doing it backwards. And from what I understand, Tomlin has his hands a lot more on the offense than everybody thinks from reading Steeler Depot and stuff from a couple months ago. He tells Arthur Smith how he wants the offensive plan, and this plan was
a big problem. That's a big problem because he's a defensive guy.
Corey, another thing, I don't think it's going to happen, but I wouldn't be surprised if they beat the Ravens. I think the Ravens are going to kill them, but let's face it, it's the Ravens and the Steelers.
It's a rivalry. Look. I talked about this a lot last week with Ohio State and Michigan.
Yeah.
When you play your rival, anything can happen. You know everything right. about them. The Steelers know everything about the Ravens. The Steelers have had some success against Lamar Jackson. If they bang him up or T.J. Watt hits him early in the first quarter, it could be I agree. I do think the Ravens are going to win, but it is a rivalry. There have been a ton of close games between those two teams for the last decade. Nothing would surprise me.
Well, remember last time the Steelers were pretty beat up and injured when they played them, and they beat them pretty good. And the Steelers were pretty tight going into the fourth quarter and made stupid mistakes. And remember, the Ravens' main receiver might be out, and I think one of their better cornerbacks or safeties might be out. And that can make a big difference.
What I'm telling you is I'd rather they lose. I'm serious. I'd rather they lose and address this nonsense. I really would.
Well, Corey, here's my thing is, I'd rather them lose and get killed and embarrassed.
Yes.
And that
would force the Rooneys to have a come to Jesus meeting with Mike Tomlin.
Right. Well, here's the thing. This year's quarterback class is so-and-so. Next year it's going to be really good from what I'm reading. You might have the Manning kid coming out. The guy's playing in Texas now. He's good, but he might stay in one more year. That's what they're saying. He's really good, but he's still a little raw. So I think I follow the draft. You know, I'm one of those nerds. But the thing is, next year I would like to see them just fall completely apart. That's what's going to happen. Where they get the top like three draft picks, and it's a loaded quarterback class, but that might not even work because I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Look how many Sam Darnoldson. I mean, yeah, he's doing good up in he handed the keys to the Corvette. You see, it wasn't Red Foreman's Toyota.
All right, Steve, I got four other people waiting online, buddy. I appreciate the call. A lot of good discussion points. We're going to go Rob in Bedford. I know you want to talk NFL, but Steve just brought this up about Arch Manning and Quinn Ewers. There's no way Quinn Ewers can be Texas' starting quarterback next year, right? Or you're a big Texas fan. Is there any way that they can pick Ewers over Arch?
Well, he's not really set in stone. I don't know what he's doing yet. I don't know if he's going pro or if he's – I don't believe he would transfer at this point in the game.
He'd go get $5 million as a transfer.
Which one? I was talking over you. I'm sorry. Say that again.
He would get $5 million as a transfer. I don't know if he's getting that in the draft.
My point is,
because I saw this on a national discussion 4 or 5 days after Texas lost, you can't go into another season with Quinn Ewers as your quarterback when you've got Arch Manning right there.
I don't necessarily agree with that. Quinn Ewers has had a really good career. I mean, he got hurt, and that kind of derailed this year a little bit as far as being in Heisman race. But he's one of the top quarterbacks in the country. I mean, sometimes you just can't keep both. I mean, I don't know.
Well, they're not gonna let Arch leave.
I don't think they want him to. I mean, he's definitely
– What I'm asking you is, look, you're a fan. You follow them closer than anybody. If push came to shove and Quinn Ewers said, I'm going to get the starting job now or I'm leaving, would they just let him walk or would they let Arch Manning walk?
That's a good question. I would think they would do everything to not let him walk.
Right, but that could cost him – that could cost $5 million.
That's a good question.
That could cost $5 million for both of them.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair debate because only one can start, and they're both pretty marketable. But, you know, Manning has obviously more years left and more future at the collegiate level.
But so, does he? Yeah, does he? I think Arch has got
– I know that.
I think Arch has got 1 year, and he's gone. So that's part of the discussion. Arch is going to be gone after 1 year. If he's anywhere near as good as everybody says, he's going to play 1 year, and he's going to leave.
Yeah, he certainly played well in the chances he had this year. I mean, that could have went haywire, and he kept him right on, you know, right on pace of what they were trying to do. So I was impressed with him. He definitely has better. You have more options with him in the red zone. He seems to be a much better runner than the rest of his entire family is. No, I just wanted to tell you happy anniversary. What is it? 16 years now?
Was 16 years, man. 16 years.
My Lord, where's the time go? I certainly haven't gotten any better looking over that time.
When we did the farewell show, I had Robin here for the farewell show a couple years ago when version 2.0 ended, and I thought that would probably be it. I really did. I thought that was going to be the last show, and then Andy Kreiser went to bat for me here, and we came back on about 6 months later or so. But I thought, truthfully and honestly, that was going to be the end of it.
See, I wasn't in the trenches like you are. I was on the outside, and just the things I was hearing you say that day and just the vibe I got, I didn't think you were done. It sounded like it was a pause. It sounded like there was plans to get you back in the fall, and that's exactly what happened. So it worked itself out, but I'm glad you're back, man. That sucked, that period where it was dead silence. We don't have any local radio sports shows, so you're doing the Lord's work for us, brother.
Let me ask you this, because just a good fun discussion about sports talk radio, because I grew up with ESPN radio and everything and listening to all that, and Mike and Mike in the Morning were great. You knew where you could get your sports news. I miss sports talk radio now. I mean, I even went listened religiously to the Dan Patrick show in the afternoon, Ryan Russillo, all those guys. I really was never a big Jim Rome kind of guy, but we could stay informed all day on sports radio, and we don't really have that anymore.
It stinks. That's how I grew up too. And then when the early days of when you have your license and you're out running errands, driving to work, it's like background noise. You have ESPN radio or whichever playing, and it's pales in comparison to now. And I mean, it's everything's streaming, and I gotta load my queue up on my phone before I even start driving so I can actually hear something. And very, very different.
It's different.
I would say with the before you go to the Steelers, I'm thinking that just like last year, this year's quarterback was not on the roster. I don't think next year's quarterback is on this year's roster, because as much as I've always liked Wilson, he's getting pretty much $40 million this year, only won by the Steelers. 15 touchdowns is not – I mean, his market's going to drop, but he's still going to – someone's going to want to take a chance on him, and I don't think that he's going to be what they're going to want to bring back next year. And I think the Fields thing kind of ran its course. He's limited, albeit talented.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I was real high on Russ, and Russ is a professional, and there was a 5-6 week stretch where they were really playing well. But you look at the competition they were playing against. It wasn't high-level competition. Then the competition got really strong at the end, and the offense just kind of fizzled out. Now, how much of that's Russ? How much of that is George Pickens missed a couple of huge games? They don't have a legitimate number one. They really don't have a legitimate number two. So while I'd like to think, I'd like to agree with you that, maybe the quarterback is not on the roster, if you gave Russ a couple of better wide receivers and a guy who's not a crybaby in George Pickens, could Russ still perform at a higher level? I wouldn't count him out just yet. I think Russ's hands have been tied really over the last month.
Yeah, it's been sad to see, because he was really hitting his stride. He had a couple of big, 300-plus yard games, and I've always really liked Wilson going back to, his days in Seattle. So it'll be interesting. But the only thing I would disagree with what Steve said is I would be pretty shocked if they beat – just not that they're incapable of it. They could beat Baltimore on a given day. It's just where they're at right now. Baltimore is just, messing people up, and Pittsburgh really can't get out of its own way on either side of the ball.
Yeah, good stuff, buddy. Appreciate it, man. We'll take a break. Take some more calls after this.
J&P Auto Mart knows you hate the snow, but when it snows, you save at J&P Auto Mart. J&P Auto Mart has more trucks than any other used car lot in three counties, along with SUVs and all-wheel drive cars. You've already had a taste of winter, and you know you need a reliable car, truck, or SUV. Get to J&P Auto Mart. They have trades and discount accordingly. When it snows, you save at J&P Auto Mart. 1906 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Hey, FM!
Welcome back. 946-0435. This is our anniversary show. 16 years. Yesterday was actually the anniversary, January 5th, 2009, but we celebrate it today. We'll share some more memories and everything. JK's been waiting on the line for a good bit. Appreciate your patience, JK. What do you got about Mike Tomlin, my man?
Well, we're going to give him one more chance. He got 10 wins. He hired an NFL offensive coordinator. Yeah, they fell flat on their face. We're going to give him another chance. And they're 9.5-point underdogs. I think they'll cover that easy.
Yeah, I would. I thought that number was pretty high, given how competitive a lot of these games are between these teams.
And the over-under is about 46-47. I think it'll be a low-scoring game, field goal maybe. Let's hope we come on the winning side.
Let me ask you this. I got to stop you real quick, okay? Because I do appreciate you call. Sometimes you're a little bit of a voice in the wilderness. You support Mike Tomlin. Typically, when you call, you are far more favorable, far more forgiving about Mike Tomlin and the Steelers, but especially Tomlin, than I certainly am, and certainly Kreider. We've had enough of Mike Tomlin. What is it? Okay. What is it, JK? Why are you still a supporter?
I was up till the freaking fumble, and Hayward got the ball, and what a horrible display of play calling.
No, hang on. So, but why are you still a supporter of Tomlin? You're ready for Tomlin to come back next year. You said you give him one more chance. I'm done. I'm flat done. So what is it?
I'll give him one more chance if he gets the win against Baltimore.
Well, sure, yeah.
I would trade him.
So when you say you give him one more chance, you're just talking about Baltimore. You're not talking about next season.
Well, they got to win a playoff game.
They're not going to. If they don't, that's 8 years in a row without a playoff victory. And
hold on now. A fumble here, an interception there. They could win, and if they do, they're in one of the eight finalists.
Sure.
They'll be realistic.
Yeah, and again, you're generally more optimistic than me. I give you credit for that. I don't think I'm being terribly pessimistic about a team that's lost four in a row and they're getting hammered in all these games. The last game was close against the Bengals, but so what
it was terrible.
What are
that
you
was terrible.
Why are you optimistic at this point? Give me some reason for hope then.
Well, the running game, hopefully. Hopefully Russell Wilson with Justin Fields in on short yardage. Hopefully. Hopefully the Baltimore defense lays an egg. They're not that strong in their secondary. Hopefully. Hopefully it's a close game. Hopefully we get a win. We're one of the eight finalists. That's why.
Okay.
That's why.
All right. Realistically then, how much is any of that possible?
Okay. I hope it's my weekend, your weekend to watch them play. I hope. But let's face it, they lose, you know. And then my thing is, if they lose, I'd trade Tomlin and hire Flores from Minnesota or Vrabel or maybe the defensive offensive coordinator.
All right.
And they could probably get a second-round pick easy for Tomlin. Go ahead, reply to that.
I think they would get a pretty – I'd have to look at the history of coaching – trades and stuff like that. I think they could get a good, whether it's second round, that seems a lot. I think, was Sean Payton traded for a first rounder? Yeah, and he might have gotten a first round. So maybe they could get a second round. Maybe even a back end first rounder. Who knows?
But anyhow, next weekend, let's enjoy it. Let's hope to get a win. If they don't, guess what? We'll be all right.
All right. Awesome, buddy. Appreciate it, JK. Thanks for the call, man. JK's usually more optimistic than I am. I appreciate optimism. I don't come in here and want to hate on Mike Tomlin, but he makes it easy. Jerry, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Good. You know, when I watch that game, I'm thinking, it doesn't matter. Well, that's probably not true. I was going to say, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. You can't protect him. I thought they did a horrible job. But then, you know, you got Burrows on the other side of the line, and he's just such a great quarterback that he produces, and they don't really give him a whole lot of protection either. But I think he's the rare case. So if they can't protect Wilson, and if the receivers can't catch the ball, I don't think it's Mike Tomlin's fault, is it?
That's a great question. If George Pickens is out there getting 0 yards on 6 targets is that Mike Tomlin's fault, dropping 3 passes. There's a lot loaded into that question. And I would say this, that the culture that your business runs, Jerry, I don't know what you do for a living, but if your boss allows you to come to work every day and act like a moron, is that going to impact your performance? Are you truly 1,000,000,000% going to crush it through the wall at all times when you know you don't have to?
In fact, I work with somebody that the boss doesn't come down on, and his performance isn't that great. So, no, you're right.
And that to me is really kind of a staple. We've seen a number of consistent situations like this. We can say, well, Antonio Brown was just crazy. Look at him after. Well, how did he become that way? Did Mike Tomlin mentor him the right way? Is Mike Tomlin mentoring these guys the right way? Or is Mike Tomlin just care about being cool and leaving these guys? I mean, there are things you would think the head coach could do, having his own come to Jesus meetings with these players on his team. I just wonder if Mike Tomlin does any of that stuff.
Well, okay, so what did you see Tomlin do yesterday that made you think, what an idiot?
Going for it on fourth down, with the game still in the balance, that was a bad decision. Clock management in the second half was a bad decision. But, again, your point about George Pickens, he didn't drop those passes. George Pickens dropped those passes. So I see where you're going with that. In a two-point loss, again, the fourth down decision was asinine.
Yeah, and when you're dealing with such big egos as George Pickens, it seems like most wide receivers, especially a guy that's the star of your team, my first instinct is take him out of the game. But I don't know if you can do that. I mean, with these – I don't know. I mean, I would think after the couple drops, you sit him and you say – you don't say anything, actually. Let him get the point. But maybe you can't do that with these stars.
Therein lies – I'm just shaking my head at that, because that's so true with the modern athlete, that we didn't grow up with sports that way. I'm sure you didn't. I'm sure whatever level of sport you played at, junior high, high school, if you start acting like a nincompoop, you weren't just going to keep playing. But professional sports in this era, with all the money that these guys make, they have all the leverage, and it makes me sad. That's why I do so many discussions on this show about how it's hard to be a sports fan anymore, because, again, people like George Pickens can do whatever the hell they want. They're still going to make their money. They're still going to play, even if they're petulant children.
Yeah, money hasn't made professional athletes any better. It hasn't changed. It hasn't made them any better, and you could argue that it's made them worse.
I covered the curve for 24 years. I saw it a whole bunch. The work ethic, because in the minors, I got a long dialogue here, but in the minors, the way it used to be, you were dirt poor. You had to scratch and claw for everything you got. You didn't get a lot of attention. If you were playing minor league baseball, it's because you absolutely 1,000,000,000% loved it and were willing to work your ass off at all times. And I saw so many guys the first 15 years or so of covering the curve that once they got to the big leagues and once they made their money, that work ethic and passion and all that drive, look, man. You, when you make your money and you're guaranteed money, it's human nature to back off the pedal a little bit. And I saw it with dozens and dozens and dozens of guys. Now, one reason I hate minor league baseball now is they do make a lot of money. A lot of them are spoiled to this point now, where they've got so much money with their signing bonuses that you see that with guys like Henry Davis when they come into the minor leagues and they expect to be superstars in the minor leagues. And so that's a different discussion of why I can't really stand minor league baseball. But the point being is, once they get their money, not everybody's built the same way to keep working as hard.
Yeah, well, you know, just one other thing on the Steelers. I got a kick out of your one caller saying about what they need to get as a Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrows, and he named all these great quarterbacks, Joe Montana. I'm thinking, yeah, who doesn't want to get one of those? But those guys are hard to find, and I think Wilson is an adequate quarterback. I think he's worthy keeping. I could not put that loss on him. I put it on the offensive line not giving him time and
yeah.
on the guys dropping the passes.
So yeah, I'm with you. I'm hesitant to be all that critical of Russell Wilson because I just don't think he has enough working around. Again, we can bitch about Pickens all we want, but he wasn't there for the first two losses of this streak, what, to the Eagles and the Ravens, and they had no chance to win those games, really, without a number one receiver, really. So how much of this is Russ's fault? Well, he's looked human, but how much does he need more help?
Yep, I agree. Hey, thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
Joey Logano may be the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series champion, but there's still work to be done.
You know, as strong of a playoff run and the winning the three races in the playoffs, like, that's fantastic. But there's obviously a lot of areas that we can be better as a team. Like, we can't just relax now and say this is great. We definitely have to find some areas where we're weak, and I can pinpoint three or four of them right now that we need to go to work on. So we'll enjoy this because championships are really hard to come by, so we need to celebrate and we need to have fun together and do all the parties and everything that comes along with it. Like, it's really special and it's really fun to do all that, but we can't forget next year's coming. And the same weaknesses will be there if we don't address them. I don't know. I'm starting to believe in this stuff. I've always been Mr. Anti-Luck, Anti-Superstitions. I always do the opposite of what people say you should do. And when people say good luck, I say I don't need it. There's no such thing. And I don't know. I don't know what it, I don't believe it's luck. I still don't believe it's luck, but it is kind of weird that it's gone this way. I promise you I'll try hard next year, too. I don't understand it, though. Hopefully we break the streak next year. That'd be cool. I'd much rather break it by making the championship four on an odd year than missing it on an even year. So let's do it again next year.
This is the final lap.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
a new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2/1.
Hank FM.
Hi, welcome back. 9460435. A couple callers ago, can't remember if it was JK or Steve. Mentioned who would you want for the Steelers head coach? I think it was Steve. Said, who would you want for the Steelers head coach if they moved on from Tomlin? I don't have the slightest idea. I honestly don't. Because you can find coaches that nobody's really ever heard of. Had anybody ever heard of Sean McVay? Before the Rams hired him and his offensive brilliance. Had anybody really ever heard of him? What Steelers fan had really ever heard of Mike Tomlin? He was a one-year defensive coordinator for the Vikings. He wasn't a household name. Somebody mentioned, I think it was Steve, maybe like Vrabel, hiring Vrabel. Sure, that sounds, that's a name. One reason I don't like coaching lists, and I've gone through this a lot in my career as a sports writer, as soon as there's a coaching vacancy, everybody's got to put out a list of names. Well, you put out the names that you know the most, but a lot of times hires are made amongst a group of names maybe that you haven't heard of all that much. Again, Steelers fans would not have known anything about Mike Tomlin when he was hired. And yes, Mike Tomlin has been a successful coach for the Steelers. I just think the message has gotten stale. I think he has gotten stale. I think the game has passed him by in terms of being able to adjust from week to week to week to week. He is an old school NFL coach who is used to doing things old school way, meaning kind of the same thing all the time, and not being able to adjust enough. Then you got a guy like Jim Harbaugh comes in and turns franchises around right away. I think Jim Harbaugh is one of the biggest goofs in the history of coaching. I'd probably trade him right now for Mike Tomlin. I'd rather have Jim Harbaugh than Mike Tomlin as a coach, not necessarily as a ethical person or, you know, moral guy or anything like that, because I think Jim Harbaugh's got a lot of screws loose. But the guy's successful. We'll go to the Clarkster. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, I thought I'd check in with the 16th anniversary show here.
All right, what's up?
So you have a little bit of royalty calling you.
Oh, it said royalties on my screen? I thought you wanted to know what your royalty payment would be for calling so often. I was going through the math here. I really was. I was like, well, you called this many times. I was saying about 84 cents.
No, that's an interesting way of putting it to segue into what I'm going to talk about.
All right.
But first of all, I see they made the Steelers game the subscription game.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my God.
Ravens Steelers, one of the great rivalries in the NFL, and it's what, on Amazon Prime?
Yes. I mean, unless you're in the local area, you get it on your local thing. But anyway, the segue there is, it seemed like yesterday on the broadcast, on the games, first of all, I understand they didn't do the national anthem. They got away from, you know, the national anthem. They had to break in with a commercial.
Okay.
The other thing was, it just seemed like every other game they were talking about bonuses. Mike Williams, I believe.
Players getting bonus, yep.
10 catches, he had to get over 85 yards for, what was it, $1 million or something. I mean, it was ridiculous. The quarterback with Seattle, I think he eventually had a $4 million bonus.
Okay.
Okay. And there was a third one on a defensive side that he was getting $500,000. I mean, 99.9% of the people in the audience or at the game don't make that in a lifetime in some cases.
Yeah, it's so hard. Again, I don't want to turn it into this. I've done this topic a good bit of why it's hard to be a sports fan.
Yes.
But you're right. These bonuses, I mean, oh, my God. What did we do this when Juan Soto signed for $750? I was telling my kids this, that he's going to make $300,000 per at-bat, for crying out loud. I mean, the whole thing is just insane.
And then they frame, you know, DraftKings and stuff.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's a drain on the population.
And we keep Pete Rose out of the Hall of Fame like that matters one bit anymore.
Yeah, it's absurd. But I just thought, because you did bring up about minor leaguers now, the money is so ridiculous. I would suggest people that are sending their kids to college look at those fees now that are going to start popping up.
That's true. All right. Good stuff, Clark. So I'm going to get two more calls in. We got a bunch of calls today. Caller number two, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Congratulations, Corey.
Thank you, buddy.
16 years.
Bob Smizek, the longtime sports writer in Pittsburgh, I used to have him on my show a number of years ago, and I remember he said something to the effect of, like, 1 year in local sports radio is really like 5 or 6 years in real life. So in dog years, I'm like 80 right now.
Well, you've done a good job. I think I go back about to the beginning. I'm glad the station picked you up for the next series here, and maybe you'll just go on and on and on and on.
I hope so. I got some great news literally 15 minutes ago. J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars is going to be our sponsor for another year, which is sensational because that's how we stay on the air. But I got to ask you a question. Bengals, obviously an up-and-down year. Nobody would want to play that team right now. But from your perspective as a Bengals fan, what do the Steelers have to do? Now, I'm not talking about against the Ravens. I'm talking about as an organization with Mike Tomlin.
Oh, boy. I think he's got to go. How much mediocrity do you want?
But
I mean, I'm mad enough at the Bengals.
They made the playoffs.
But
they made the playoffs. The Rooneys are not going to fire him. He's never had a losing season. The national media would go ape crap over it. You know, how do you fire Mike Tomlin? So to me, it's got to be Mike Tomlin taking one for the team and maybe suggesting it's time for him to go.
Yeah, I agreed with one of the callers that he just hasn't had the quarterback for a long time, but you got to draft one. You got to develop your players.
Yeah, they drafted Kenny Pickett, who was right under their nose at Pitt. They couldn't see that he stunk. He stunk for 3 years. Then he had one good year at Pitt, and they decided he's worth a first round pick. What a gigantic mistake that was.
Yeah, it takes years to it might take years to recover from that.
That's
call.
Right. Yep. So if you're a Bengals fan.
Okay.
You think it's time for Tomlin to go?
Yeah. Well, I hope he stays because maybe we can beat him a few more times. He's had our number, I'll tell you that.
Nice. Good stuff, man. Appreciate it, pal.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
HFM.
All righty, I do want to mention in closing, by the way, if you want to join me, you got to come in to 946-0435. In closing on the show today, I try to remind myself to do this frequently and to thank you folks for listening and calling. I would not want to do this show if there were no callers. I truly wouldn't. That's why I give the phone number a lot. I want to hear from you. I want to have good discussions. I wouldn't want to do the show just coming in and hearing myself talk for an hour every day. If you've noticed, over the last 6 or 8 months, I've kind of taken the show in a little bit of a different direction than it was really for 15 years. I've pretty much always had 2 guests on for a long, 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 long time. When I was on for 2 hours a day, I'd have 3 or 4 guests on. 8, 9 months ago, I decided, you know what? I'm going to have fewer guests on. I'm going to come in and maybe dive into some more topics just myself and give you maybe longer answers, discussion points for myself, and then hope people would call in. We did it with Caitlin Clark. Some of this started probably around the NBA playoffs last year. I've mentioned this before a few times. Jerry in Bellwood called in and started talking about the Minnesota Timberwolves in the playoffs. And I'll be honest with you, we carried a lot of shows last spring and early summer on NBA and playoffs. Then we had the Caitlin Clark thing blow up, and there were a lot of good discussions with that. And it was around that time, 8-9 months ago, whenever, I was like, you know what? I don't necessarily need one or two guests a day. If there's something that comes up, you know, I'll have some Penn State guests on this week maybe to talk about the game, that kind of thing. Maybe a Steelers guest talk about the game. But for the most part, I kind of anchored or steered the show a little bit of a different direction, kind of more of me, more of you, and fewer guests. Now, nobody's called in and really talked about that a lot, even like Dan. Dan calls in a lot and like critiques the show, things I've done and said, and he likes this or whatever. Even, you know, maybe you guys have noticed, but nobody's really called in and said, hey, you have fewer guests on than you used to. Why is that? Well, again, I only doing an hour a day, and outside of the commercials and everything, I only get to talk for about 42 minutes. I just kind of started thinking, you know, do I really want to have somebody else talk for 15 or 20 minutes every day? Or can we just come in and kind of shoot the bull together a little bit? So I've enjoyed that aspect of the show. It's been fun. It's been very different. So really over the last year, the show has been a lot different than it was for the first 15 years. Am I going to continue that? I don't know. I kind of like the way this is going. But as I've always said, a lot of it will, you know, depend on how many phone calls we get, how much I hear from you. Have a good night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona. Hank is WKMC 13. 13-